This is KUT. Here's something that might make you yawn. Campaign finance. But wait, consider this first. It's been more than 2 months since Austin lived through its most expensive local election in history. More than $9 million spent trying to pass Proposition 1, which would have overturned fingerprint background check requirements for ride-hailing drivers. Since then, council races have begun heating up in 5 of Austin's 10 districts, and candidates filed their first campaign finance reports on Friday. So will we see anything as expensive as Prop 1? Well, no. When it comes to candidates for city office, it's not allowed. I sat down with KUT's Audra McGlinchey to talk limits.
Hey, Matt, remember Prop 1?
Oh, do I?
Remember the days when the campaign funded by Uber and Lyft filed finance reports?
Oh, yeah. So, like, every day we'd see how much money that they gave to the campaign, and it often was millions of dollars.
Yeah, those days. So candidates running for council this November filed their first finance reports on Friday. Councilmember Greg Kassar raised the most. He's running for re-election in District 4. Matt, what did you think when you saw he'd raised roughly $80,000?
Yeah, I looked at that number and I was like, that's nothing. Compared to the $9 million that Uber and Lyft spend.
Right. But actually, it's quite a bit of money for a council candidate. It might not seem like that. And that's because candidates running for council or mayor have limits on the contributions they can accept. First, you can't accept more than $350 from any single person. I caught up longtime political consultant David Butts about this.
So I can give $350. My wife can give $350. If I had a child, a young adult who was 18 or older, they could give $350.
Political action committees are also considered persons, so the individual $350 limit applies to them. But hey, Matt, guess who can't contribute to local candidates? Think back to Prop 1. Who contributed those millions of dollars to the 4 campaign?
Uber and Lyft?
Correct. Here's Butts again.
I cannot give Councilman X a $350 contribution from corporate funds.
Corporations cannot give money to local candidates, and there's one more limit, this one relating to outsiders. A candidate can't accept more than a total of $36,000 from non-Austin voters. The rest of the campaign is pretty limitless. No limit on expenditures, no limit on funds a candidate can donate to him or herself. During his campaign in 2014, Mayor Steve Adler loaned himself more than $400,000. How's that for limitless? Push it to the limit. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News. Walker.